Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of BPM, the podcast where we get behind people's music. First of all, thank you very much for joining. It's really, really flattering that you're actually spending some time listening to me, and I hope that we have a lot of fun over the coming days, weeks, months, years, maybe years? I don't know. We'll see how we go. But I expect you're really wondering, well, you know, what is this all about? What is going on here? Who the hell is this guy? And I thought I would just spend a few minutes clearing that up and giving you a little bit of an introduction before we jump into the first episode with a singer-songwriter a bit later on. So, my name's Ashley Scrace, full name Ashley Scrace Vendel, but yeah, Ashley Scrace, you can go by, or Ash, most people just call me Ash, and makes it sound like I catch a lot of Pokemon, but you know, it's fine, it's not a problem. I'm based in Berlin now, after spending some time in the UK and in Sweden, communications guy, part-time singer, songwriter. You know, I really, really like radio production, and I'm actually trained in that, that's originally what I come from. And I thought, well, I'd really like to get into that, but what could be a meaningful podcast? I mean, there are so many good podcasts out there, a ton of really, really fantastic ones with a bunch of good people, and they've no doubt sort of influenced this in some way. And I think to a large degree, maybe the podcast market is a bit saturated. So, you know, you've got to sort of do something a bit unique that keeps your attention, that keeps the attention of the listener. So then I thought, well, then what can we do that's a bit unique? Well, I love music. I thought, well, you know, we could just interview musicians. And that's kind of what we are doing here. That's what BPM is. And then I thought, well, yeah, but a lot of them are famous. We've heard from these people before, the Springsteens of the world and whatever. And that's cool. And, you know, if they ever did want to appear on this crappy little podcast, we definitely welcome them. But I used to go to open mics a lot, and I still do go to open mics a lot, and the talent across open mics is just incredible. Like, there is so much good stuff there, and a lot of it really just doesn't get heard or promoted, or people just aren't interested. And I thought, well, then why don't we do a podcast with those people, with the sort of semi-pros, as they call them, the amateurs or semi-pros, the unsung voices, really. And why don't we see how they write their songs, what life on the road is like, where they get their inspiration, what drives them, and just have a talk about life, really, as we go. And keep it pretty free-flowing, pretty sort of upbeat. And if it lasts 5 minutes, great. If there's a 55-minute episode, also great. And so I thought, well, then let's do that. And then I thought, well, if it's really linked to the heart and the inspiration, then we can call it BPM, as in beats per minute of your heart or music or whatever. And then it just got a lot of different meanings. So BPM then sort of became behind people's music, which is what I want to do. I want to see, like, the person behind the music and understand what it is they get up to and what they do and what drives them. And then I thought, well, it could also mean, like, you're getting behind people's music, like you're pushing them. So, you know, you were sort of promoting them at the same time. So that's when I settled on BPM, and the website is bpmpod.com. That is where you can listen to most of these episodes, probably all of them. I think we'll do all of them. And then you'll also be able to hear them on all of the sort of popular platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And you can catch up with them twice a month. We're going to start off with one every 2 weeks for now, with a new singer-songwriter, artist, band. To keep up to date with all of this, bpmpod.com is definitely the place to go. There you can see the upcoming episodes and past episodes. You can also get in touch with me if you want to appear on this podcast. There'll also be a mailing list there, but, you know, we're starting small. So let's see how we go. There's also a Facebook page. Now, I'm not a big Facebook user or fan, to be honest. I'm not so sure it's even worth putting stuff there, but I know that a lot of people are there. So there is a page there, and it will be updated. It's called BPM Podcast. I think that's it. I think it's at BPM Pod or something like that. I can't really remember. But if you type it in, you'll definitely find it. And there will be links to people's pages and to the episodes themselves, because a lot of people have their Facebook pages to promote music and things. So we will link them there. Other things you can expect from this podcast, endless rambling from me. I tried to keep this to 5 minutes, it's already gone over. You can expect tea breaks as well. I love tea. I'll always be drinking tea. And let's keep things quite informal. I mean, I know the sound quality in the background here is quite reverby. It's because I'm in an apartment with nearly 4 meter high ceilings. And no amount of sound isolation is really going to stop some reverb. But we're going to keep it like this. It will be mainly recorded at my place and a lot of the time recorded with other people at their places as well. And that's how it's going to stay. So think of it as a chat and you're sort of part of this conversation. So if you want to get in touch and if you want to share your thoughts or some ideas or feedback on episodes, please, please do so. And that would be absolutely fantastic. Otherwise, thank you for listening to me talking for the first few minutes. Just to get used to my voice, I guess, is good enough. And if you've stuck around for this point, thank you very much. And I will see you in episode 1. Thank you and goodbye.